Welcome back to Wind Dance. I'm your host, Scott Kasu. That was a track by Chris Spheeris on CBS Records. The name of his record is called Pathways to Surrender, and that was a tune called Gathering, The Gathering. He has a number of different instruments he plays on this record, keyboards, guitars, vocals, also sampled and acoustic percussion, bass, and sound effects. The record was recorded in, at least part of it was in the Music Annex in Menlo Park, California, which is the same studio that I recorded the Wind Dance record a number of years ago. So when I saw that, it really jumped out at me. Before that, we had a tune from one of the more interesting bands that has come along in quite a while, Arco Iris. The name of the record is Peace Pipes, and that was the title track. This record is very special to me because, having studied a lot of music from different cultures, and I lived in Ecuador for a while, I was very surprised to see this group doing so well. Arco Iris became very popular throughout South America, releasing about 14 records over the years, and they hold the distinction of being one of the first groups in South America to successfully produce and tour with a contemporary rock opera. Very unusual band who has a lot of different types of inspirations. They're an international assemblage, and I think you're going to hear a lot more of this band. They have really made a name for themselves. We'll be back with more great music just ahead for you here on Wind Dance.
Stay with us. We'll hear from Javon, Vangelis, Charlie Gearhart, and Scott will interview Windham Hill artist Fred Simon. All this and more when Wind Dance returns.
Unlike anything else, 100.3 WOTB.
If you want to make money and enjoy the lifestyle a high income provides, this is your chance. The American Academy of Broadcast Sales in Dallas, Texas has created a 7-day course that unlocks the stuff needed to earn top dollars and have more fun than you've ever had at work. The Academy course has been specially prepared to provide the knowledge needed to sell the product of broadcasting, time. The course is the most in-depth offered anywhere. Over 50 hours of concentrated hands-on instruction. 30 instructors drawn from broadcasting, university professors, celebrities, each an expert, have been retained by the Academy to teach the professional selling of broadcast time. Graduates' resumes are sent to more than 1,000 broadcast stations. The Academy is fully accredited by the Texas Education Agency. One quick call to 214-385-1800 will tell you everything you need to know if this is the direction you should take. You'll hear a short tape with all the details. That's 214-385-1800.
So you got a new CD player for Christmas and one queer CD. What do you do? You go to Laserland and get the latest jazz, rock, or classical CDs at the right price and put some music in your system. Or you didn't get a CD player, or even one queer CD. What do you do? You go to Laserland and get a CD player or a combination CD player and laser video disc player. Then you choose from thousands of laser discs and compact discs at Laserland. And when you buy a combination compact disc and laser video disc player, you now get all your laser video overnight rentals for just $1 each for 6 months. Or with any regular price CD player, you now get $2 off with every CD purchased in the first 3 months. So, celebrate the season of self-giving. Get hip, get high-tech, get some great sounds. Get into Laserland at Marshall's Plaza, Cranston, on Route 5 near Warwick Mall.
Knowledge on the horizon. Knowledge to explore global avenues, to grow intellectually, to expand your educational horizons. Your whole lifetime is a continuous learning experience. Enhance your career and your personal relationships. Continue this exploration and growth with an advanced degree from Salve Regina College. With 11 graduate programs to choose from, Salve Regina can help you achieve your personal and professional goals while providing you with the educational enrichment you desire. Evening graduate classes allow you to tailor your educational program to best suit your schedule and needs. Or you can take advantage of the Salve Regina Graduate Independent Study Program, which enables you to take classes right at home. Explore international avenues, broaden your personal and professional horizons with a graduate degree program at Salve Regina College. Register for spring classes prior to January 24th. For information, call the Salve Regina Admissions Office at 847-6650, extension 230.
in a class by itself. 100.3 WOTB.
Welcome back to Wind Dance with Scott Kasuh. I'm Steve Sundberg. Our special interview with Fred Simon is coming up, but first, here's the music of Charlie Gearhart and Sojourn on Wind Dance.
na areia movediça da carícia humana. O chão brilhava, a casa ria, clareava o dia e eu nos teus braços. E viajei, fui bater na Espanha com o cheiro que você tem. Me embriaguei, destruí Casa Blanca e me revoltei contra Nicarágua após me atolar lá no Irã. Teu beijo é Nova York, o que quer dizer maçã? Como é bom te querer. Tava frio, dei a volta e voltei pro Rio. Dei a volta e voltei pro Rio, yeah. Dei meia volta e voltei pro Rio. Dei a volta e voltei pro Rio. Desfiladeiro abaixo, encalacrei no lodo, na lama, na areia movediça da carícia humana. O chão brilhava, a casa ria, clareava o dia e eu nos teus braços. Viajei, fui bater na Espanha com o cheiro que você tem. Me embriaguei, destruí Casa Blanca e me revoltei contra Nicarágua após me atolar lá no Irã. Teu beijo é Nova York, o que quer dizer maçã? Dei a volta e voltei pro Rio. Dei a volta e voltei pro Rio. Yeah. Dei a volta e voltei pro Rio. Dei a volta e voltei pro Rio.
That was the beautiful vocal work of Deja Von, one of the finest singers from Brazil. That track was called Apple, and the words in this song, even though they're in Portuguese, discuss some of the more intriguing lyric I have heard in some time. On the liner notes, it talks about his revolting in Nicaragua over there in Iran. Your kiss is New York. That's what Apple really means. It's so good to love you. I woke, it was cold, and came back to Rio. Beautiful tune there by Deja Von. That's from his record Bird of Paradise on CBS, which we played a track from a few weeks ago. I love to play his music. Also in the set, we had one of the more unusual artists and one of my favorite musicians, Vangelis. His new record is called Direct, and that particular record we featured the tune The Motion of Stars, and that has so many different moods. It covers a lot of different sound design there. That's on Arista Records. Hopefully, Mr. Vangelis will get himself to the United States someday. We can hear him live. Wonderful musician who's done many soundtracks as well as make great records. Welcome back to Wind Dance. I'm your host, Scott Kosu. This week we're going to feature an interview with one of the more unusual artists in the contemporary music scene. His name is Fred Simon. I had a chance to catch up with him and ask him a few questions a few weeks ago in Chicago, where he lives. I was doing a concert there, and it was a pleasure seeing him. This record, Usually Always, on the Windham Hill label, which we both record for, features Paul McCandless on soprano saxophone. He has Steve Rodby, Paul Wertico from the Pat Metheny group playing drums and bass. real fine display of arranging and really showcases Fred Simon's compositions. He produced the record, and it shows that he's been really doing this for quite a while. I first heard him about 10 years ago in Portland when he was working with Michael Bard, a wonderful lyricon and saxophonist. This record should do a lot to get Fred Simon out there where he is being heard by more people. Hope you enjoy the interview. I had a chance to ask him questions that hope that you enjoy the answers. This is Mr. Fred Simon. One of the most interesting things about being a composer, especially being a synthesist that you are, is you were really a noted forerunner in the styles that overlap between fusion and contemporary instrumental music. And I have had the chance to hear you almost 10 years ago when you were playing with Michael Bard. How do you feel about the kind of material that's out there now that you're in competition with, even though a lot of the people who are doing it now or have come along after what you've done?
Well, unfortunately right now I think that there's a problem in that I think that there's kind of a glut of this sort of material out there on the market, and, you know, not to be snobbish about it, but my standards are real high, including the standards that I measure myself against. The stuff that's out there that I really think is the best work is, for instance, the Pat Metheny Group, Keith Jarrett, you know, Steps, you know, Michael Brecker's stuff. And that's the kind of thing that I like to measure myself against. And I hear a lot of stuff out there that really doesn't. And I'm really not trying to be a snob about it. I'm just being, you know, as truthful about it as I am with myself when I try to, you know, do my own work.
Our artist profile this week is Fred Simon. We had a chance to do an interview together, and this is a track from his record, Usually Always. The name of the tune is called That Fall.
when you have a chance to use your music for causes, for example, there's Band Aid, Farm Aid, AIDS benefits, Greenpeace. There's all kinds of different things going on. And then we have a political year coming up this year. Do you see your music as possibly involved, even though there's no lyrics? Do you find that you would like to use your music as a medium in politics or for environmental causes? And if so, what would you get behind?
Absolutely. Political concerns, environmental concerns are very important to me. And as you said, even though there are no lyrics, I hope that the spirit of my music kind of accompanies the spirit of trying to back away from the directions I see, especially Western civilization moving in, back away from destroying the environment and the planet, back away from nuclear weapons, back away from inhumanity to man and the planet. And my music, every note of it supports that. If I ever had the chance to, you know, become actively involved, I definitely would jump at the chance.
Here's another tune from Mr. Fred Simon, pianist and composer with the record Usually Always. Here's a song of his I particularly like called Badlands. Fred Simon, our artist profile and interview this week on Wind Dance. I'm Scott Cassu, your host.
We'll conclude this week's Wind Dance with new music from Krista Berg, The Dream Patrol, and Neil Davis. Do stay with us.
Unlike anything else, 100.3 WOTB.
Great party, Fred. Oh, congratulations on your new business.
Yeah, Fred, who's your banker? You must have got a great loan to afford all this.